Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, B'nai Yisrael finally leave Mitzrayim. After centuries of unfathomable pain and suffering, they miraculously leave Mitzrayim and head out into the wilderness, into the desert, under Hashem's guidance and protection. And the very first thing that Hashem tells B'nai Yisrael, the very first mitzvah that we receive as a nation, is found in our Parsha, in the very beginning of Perek Yud Beis, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. And the Gemara and the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tell us, and many others teach us, that this pasuk, this first mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael receives, teaches us that we humans are the ones responsible for setting and declaring Rosh Chodesh. Witnesses who see the new moon come each month to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, and after a vetting process, it's the Sanhedrin who says that today is Rosh Chodesh. This is the first mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael received. And the question that many Mefarshim ask is why? Why is this the first mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael received when they left Mitzrayim? And not only that, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on the very first pasuk in the entire Torah that this mitzvah of counting Rosh Chodesh, of making Rosh Chodesh, of fixing Rosh Chodesh, should have been, in theory, the very first pasuk in the entire Torah. The Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. That's what Rashi says. And again, the question is why? What makes this mitzvah so critical, so important? Many, many, many Mefarshim ask this question and offer beautiful answers. I'd like to share one beautiful answer in the name of the Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the third Gera Rebbe. He died in 1905. I will say parenthetically that I have seen this idea quoted in the Sfas Emes' name in many places by many people, but I have not been successful in seeing it inside the Sfas Emes itself. If you have seen it, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, says the Sfas Emes, the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph tells us that B'nai Yisrael calculate their calendar based on the moon primarily, while other nations of the world calculate their calendar based on the sun. That's the Gemara. What does it mean? What's the significance of that Gemara? And the Sfas Emes says that this Gemara and our pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, teach us something so fundamental that it has to be taught first to B'nai Yisrael, first, when they left Mitzrayim, and it is so critical that in theory, we had to hear it in the beginning of the entire Torah as well. You, B'nai Yisrael, are heading out of Egypt, and you're going to establish your own nation. You will be a nation that follows Hashem and will teach the world a godly way to run that nation, a godly way to run an economy, a godly way to defend that nation against intruders, a godly way to treat each other. You will teach the world how to get close to Hashem. And above all, and through all this, you will teach the world about God's existence. But there will be, unfortunately, dark times in your history, B'nai Yisrael. You will experience crusades and pogroms and expulsions and a Holocaust and on, Rachmana Litzlan. There will be dark times, and through it all, you will calculate your calendar. You will mark your time. You will make your history. No matter what, no matter what happens, even in those dark times, which are sure to happen, even then and especially then, you must know that you will survive. Do not worry. Have faith in Hashem, and it will not always be easy, but have faith in Hashem and that no matter what, He is always there. And what will be the symbol of your faith? What will be the symbol of your resilience? The moon. You will count your time in your history looking at the moon. Other nations will come and thrive, but they will only thrive when the sun shines on them, so to speak. They will mark their history with the sun, and you will with the moon. In other words, says the Sfas Emes, know well in your heart and in your soul that they, those other nations, will only thrive when things go well for them. But when the sun sets on them, they will fizzle, they will fade into the dustbins of history. But you, B'nai Yisrael, you're going to be like the moon. Sometimes the moon is strong and it's whole and it's full. And sometimes it seems to you small and waning and even invisible from our perspective. But with time, we know very well that it will get larger and larger and be whole again. That is you, B'nai Yisrael. And you must know that now before anything else as you set on your journey. And throughout Jewish history, we have seen the truth and strength of this message again and again. Mark Twain said it better than I could. I've quoted Mark Twain before in these FMTs. He wrote the following in Harper's Magazine in 1899 in an essay called Concerning the Jews. I'm only reading a small part. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, and the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded to dream stuff and passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed and made a vast noise, and they are gone. Other peoples have sprung up and held their torch high for a time, but it burned out and they sit in twilight now, or they've vanished. The Jew saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no slowing of his energies, no dulling of his alert and aggressive mind. All things are mortal, but the Jew. Have an amazing day, everyone.